I'm here at the Gold Coast Convention Centre with our National Recruiting Manager, Shane Rogers, the man of the moment. We've got four new recruits. Shane, tell me firstly, Blaine Bokehurst. Tell me a little bit about him.
Yeah, Blaine's 21, just turned 21. Played senior footy for Swan Districts. Been watching him for 3 or 4 years. This year he's really come on leaps and bounds. Played state footy, played against the NEFL, was one of the better players. We think he's just about ready to go. So we'll get him in. He's a running midfielder. He'll be able to play wing, halfback, through the midfield, very quick. If he comes in, he'll be one of our faster players. He's got good ball use and he's a good size at 185. So we're pretty excited that he'll be able to play straight away.
And he is 20 years old, so he has a bit more of a mature body. Will that help his development?
Yeah, he's quite thin, he's quite lean, but that helps to the speed. We've said all along we wanted to address our outside speed and run and ball use. So they're the three things that he brings to the table. So we're looking forward to him starting.
Now, I hope I'm saying this name right. Dylan Vojo Rainbow, who gave us a bit of a tongue twister there. Tell me a little bit about him.
I like to call him Dylan Rainbow, and I'm sure he doesn't mind. But Dylan's a Western Suburbs boy. I just said in another interview that I've been watching that boy from 15 on, so same as Doug and Laverty, Menadue, all those kids that have come through together from the Western Jets. He's a beautiful left-foot kick. He's probably predominantly played on the wing through his junior career. He's branched out into the midfield late in his TAC year, and he's played across halfback for Vic Metro. So he's a really versatile player that uses the ball well. If we can get his stamina up a little bit, he should be able to go through the midfield, and he's got a harder edge to his game.
Pick 60, Clem Smith. He made the All-Australian team at just 17, a year ahead of his draft year. Yep. Tell me about him. He's obviously impressed you.
Yeah, he's definitely impressive. We've been watching him for a long time. He's played senior footy this year, the whole year. So it's a really good effort. Played state footy. Probably didn't have the carnival he thought, and that's why he probably slipped to our pick, but we were lucky enough to pick him up. Played predominantly half-back. We see him really as that hard-nosed, on-ball or forward. We've got to get his tank up to play on ball, but he'll definitely play forward. And because he's played senior footy again, should be ready to go as soon as he gets to the club.
And finally, Jaden Foster. I just read that he's kicked 49 goals from 16 games.
Yeah, he won the goal kicking in the TAC. He was a father-son Bulldogs prospect, and Mick actually coached his father, Peter, which had no bearing on me picking him. But Jaden's 196, really athletic and lean and fit. He should be able to play almost a Jack Gunston type role as that third tall and run around and obviously mark the ball and use his speed for a big fella. He's a 3-3 flat for his speed. For a 196 player, that's really quick. And he's got nice hands and his beautiful left foot kick.
So on the whole, would you say you're fairly happy with the result tonight?
Very happy. That's what we came to do. We got nearly every player. We've got a couple to go in the rookie draft, and we'll be very happy once we fix that up.
Well, Shane Rogers, thank you for your time and well done tonight.
Thank you.